Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome to another episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. I am your host of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. My name is David Bradley, training facilitator and coach with Grant Cardone. I'm bringing you, that's right, just you, weekly sales solutions, sales tips, sales strategies, and I'm throwing a couple attitude adjustments in there just for good measure. Directly from where? The 10X world, Grant Cardone. So check this out. 80% of what we do here, 100% free. What we hear, where's here? Cardone Training Technologies. 80% of what we do at Cardone Training Technologies is 100% free. So the purpose of this podcast, literally, is to make sure the free stuff we're putting down, you're picking it up, and you're plugging it into your sales, your business, and your life. So thank you in advance for hitting that subscribe button. I'm coming in here to you at least four times a week, okay? And if you find value out of it, do me a favor, share this. Get this out into the cyberspace so that other folks can benefit from it too. You know the old saying, right? Sharing is caring. So if you care about your fellow humans and you get something out of it, I promise you, somebody else out there in cyberspace is literally waiting for you to share it so they can trip into it and get a solution that they may or may not have even known they were looking for. So get it out there. Thanks for doing that. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about how to be an effective salesperson. But before I get too deep into that, let's have a quick word from our sponsorship. Today's episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast is sponsored by my book, How to Stop Smoking Without Killing Anyone. This is a no-nonsense approach. I pull zero punches, helping you finally kick in the habit before the habit leads to you kicking the bucket. Now, don't write this off and think, oh, this is just for people trying to quit smoking. This is for any habit that you need to kick. You got a monkey on your back? I'm going to take you through a process as to how to, like, flip that monkey, wah, right off your back, okay? So I am what I consider myself, a smoker who doesn't smoke. So I'm going to speak to the smoker in smoker language. I'm talking to you from me personally. I'm going to document my experience of going from being a pack and a half a day kind of a guy to not having one since May of 2002. Okay, I'm going to go over the very subtle differences between stopping and quitting and how I leverage that difference to kick the habit, okay? And there is all sorts of juicy nuggets, details, mindsets, and inspirations that you can use immediately to stop smoking in 3 days. Head on over to stopdon'tquit.com for more information or to just get yourself a copy. I've got it on paperback, I've got the Kindle version, and I got an audio version of it available on Audible with added content and exercises that you can do to make sure you get the most out of it. What I would recommend, get the paperback or the Kindle and get the Audible. Great way to stack those two things together. StopDon'tQuit.com is the website for that. StopDon'tQuit.com. One more time for good measure, StopDon'tQuit.com. Head on over, check it out. Now, on with the show. How to be an effective salesperson. Like, how do you do that? Let me ask you this. What makes a good salesperson? Like, if you're new to sales, or if you've been, like, going at it for just long enough, where you can start wondering if you made a wrong turn on your career path, then stay tuned. Because I'm about to give you, we, Cardone Training Technologies, we're about to give you, sorry Goose, we. Name the movie, tweet it out to me, at David R. Bradley. Where was I at? Oh yeah, we're at we, okay. We're about to give you a mindset that you can adapt and adopt to get back on track. So if you're starting to doubt your decision to get in sales, I got an answer for you today. Now, if you're a seasoned salesperson and maybe you've just become a little bit salty or jaded, first off, you are not alone. Secondly, kitty cameo for those of you watching. Secondly, if you're not at the level that you think you should be at, in fact, if you're not at the level that you know you should be at, then I want you to stick around for sure, because I'm going to light a spark that's going to enable you right now to become an even more successful salesperson. All fires are started with a spark. And if your fire is going out, if it's already gone out, I got a spark for you today. Now, you may have heard Grant Cardone talk about this before. But what's most important for you to, like, grab on to before I get into this too far, you got to understand that in order for you to be an effective salesperson or an even more effective salesperson, you have to believe in something. What do you think that is? What's the one thing that you have to believe in order to be a more effective salesperson? There's all kinds of things going through your head right now. I know that. The one thing that so many of us forget, you have to believe in other people. You have to believe in other people. It's right out of Seller Be Sold. You are in the people business, not the X business, not the widget business, not the real estate business, not the financial industry, not the car business, not the solar business. You're in the people business. Grant talks a lot about this. He came into our office one day and some of the sales guys were talking about, you know, how do we work B2B better? And he goes, there's no B2B, there's no B2C, there's P2P. People to people. And you got to have that down in order for you to embrace what I'm about to say. Closing a deal is rarely, I mean very, very, very rarely about price. It's more about the people involved. So you need to understand, we need to understand them, people. What motivates them? You need to have a positive outlook about people. And you got to believe that they're genuine and that they're truly out there trying to make the right decisions, regardless of their behavior. And that's a hard thing to do. So we went deep into this topic recently on our Cardone University blog. And the thing to not only remember, but literally start operating from, is that the reality, or is the reality, that when it comes down to it, our customers, your customers, my customers, our customers, they're just like us. They're just like you. Our customers spend money on things they don't have. You spend money on things you don't have. You spend money on things you don't need. You spend money you don't have on things you don't need. Right? I know I have. People do. People go over budget, just like you. Just like every good American. In fact, it's un-American to not be a little bit over budget, right? Your customers work hard for their money. Do you work hard for your money? You out there pulling a Donna Summer every single day, right? What else? Just like you and me and everyone, our clients and customers have made good decisions and we've made bad decisions. And when we go into our next purchase, we're looking to protect something. We're human. I'm human. Customers are human. Your customers are human. You can't forget that. And by being human, we want to feel good about ourselves. We want to feel good about our decisions, don't you? So when we're selling a service to a business owner, that business owner wants to know that they did the right thing. That they did the right thing for themselves, their business, their family, their community, and it's actually going to make a difference in the company. You agree with that? Can you operate with that? And if you're selling a tangible, whether that's B2B, B2C, it's P2P either way, right? Customers want complete certainty that they're going to be happy with their decision, happy with the purchase, that it's going to make them happy, or, most importantly, solve a problem. Solve some issue they got going on. Are people buying from you at the level that you think they should be? Kind of a hard question. Like, how helpful is your offering? Let me go back to that other question. Are people buying from you like you think they should be? If the answer is no, then how helpful is your offering? Are you getting hung up on price objections? And if you are, then allow us over here to assure you that it is almost never actually about the money or the budget, regardless of what they're saying. 9 out of 10 times, it's something specific that we didn't uncover or convince them of, and we just don't know. Because look, if it was really about the price, right? Grant talks about this in several books. People wouldn't be out there spending $6 on a cup of coffee when they can go buy a bag of beans for $9. Right? Like, consider how many times you've paid more than you could afford and you loved it. Think about it. Take a moment. How many times have you paid more than you could afford and you loved it? It was worth it. Damn, that was good. How many times in our life have we made sense of going over budget? We found something that we weren't even looking for. Landed on it, fell in love with it, couldn't afford it, and you know what we did? We did it anyway. So just remember, it is almost never, ever price. And if that's the case, if we can just assume and start working from that, operating from that, functioning like that, well, then what is it about? If they're not buying from you, remember, this is about how to be a more effective salesperson. That means if it's not about price, even though they say it is, then something is out in our process. Something is out with our ability to read people, and our determination to close a deal might be out. I mean, keep in mind, people love a good offer. Why do you think infomercials work? They're still happening. But wait, there's more. When you take action right now, in the next 15 minutes, we'll include a second one for free. People are persuaded by confidence. Our program is so good that if you don't like it, send it back for a full refund within the first 30 days. So if you're looking to be better, even more effective, then I want you to keep in mind the following. Number one, customers are humans just like you. Two, people buy stuff to solve a problem and because they fell in love. Three, because of number two, it's hardly ever about price. Which means for you, let's wrap all this up, let's tie this in. For you to be an effective salesperson, you need to get yourself skilled up and tuned up at being agreeable with who? People. From there, you got to get dialed in at being able to see things from their perspective. Number one rule of selling, pop quiz. This is how you uncover what their real problem is and then present the value that is your solution. That is what you close on. Because as we learned in Grant's book, Sell or Be Sold, and inside Cardone University, when value exceeds price, people hook up. And that, my friends, is a wrap. What'd you get out of today? Okay. So number one, if you're recognizing that, hey, you do need to get yourself skilled up, that you do need to get yourself tuned up at being agreeable with people, getting dialed in so you can be better able to see things from a customer's perspective, uncovering what the real problem is, presenting a solution, and then closing on that solution. If you realize you need a tune-up in those areas, I got something for you. I got 2 weeks free access to Cardone University with your name on it. So you can go in there and start identifying the things that you need to tighten up and tune up to be an even more effective salesperson. So to take advantage of that, head on over to CardoneSolutions.com/CardoneUFree. That's CardoneSolutions.com/CardoneUFree. That's Cardone, the letter U, the word free. CardoneSolutions.com/CardoneUFree. What'd you get from today? Was it helpful? Did it add some value? Did you start thinking, man, I got to get better at something. I got to work something out. I need help in this area. Hey, you know what? So-and-so could really benefit from hearing this right now. Whatever popped up for you, let me know. Shoot me a tweet. Hit me up at David R. Bradley, or meet me on BitCloud. This is a new social media platform that I'm absolutely positively loving. Head on over to bitcloud.com/ David R. Bradley. I'm over there as well. So hit me up there if you'd like. Would love to connect with you there too. I'm going to leave you with the words of Grant Cardone. Well, first, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And be great, because nothing else pays. I'll see you soon.